So how's your scotch, man?
You must feel pretty stupid, Thompson.
I try not to waste time on negative self-imaging.
You and all your way-out theories. I'm a zombie. Edith is a murderer. And Kessler's is run by the American military. What's next? Matt is a drag queen?
I didn't know you knew about things like that.
Oh, of course not. I'm just a small-town girl. How could you accuse Edith of being a murderer the day after she was murdered?
I'm a bitter man. I've been thinking about it for a while, and I didn't know she was going to be killed.
You're such a dipstick.
Okay, I feel bad enough. Give it a rest.
What are you doing?
I'm having a scotch because I'm depressed, okay?
Poor baby. Here's an idea. Maybe Edith's a zombie.
Ha ha.
Well, that would support your military theory. And she sure sounded like a zombie in that phone call.
My brain's hurting. Who could have made that call, and why are they impersonating Edith?
Here's one. Why are they looking for Clive?
Oh, right. I never thought of that.
Maybe it was the State Department impersonating Edith, trying to get hold of their field operative, Agent Clive Moody.
Sometimes you can be really cruel. Hey, what are you doing?
Making contact with Agent Moody.
Why don't you just tape an X in the window?
Ringing. Ringing, no answer.
If I still had my car, we could go out there.
Hi, Karen. Thompson.
Hi, Simon.
I'm on duty.
Hi, Constable Bigby.
Well, I just wanted to let you know I'll be pushing on. The case is almost closed.
Are you sure Troy was in that car?
Well, as sure as I can be.
Have you checked dental records or anything?
Well, Hooker Cliff is about 200 meters high. There was wreckage from the car all over the place. We have found some skeletal remains. Someone was in the car, and he was the last known driver.
So what? He killed himself out of remorse? Doesn't sound like the Troy Tyson I remember.
It looks like he was going too fast and missed a corner.
What a way to go.
Well, he wouldn't have known that section of road. Traveling too fast at night on the wrong side.
Was he on the wrong side of the road?
You tourists have no idea how many accidents you cause.
I'll keep that in mind.
Just keep to the left. I'll see you later.
Hey, I still owe you a drink.
Well, some other time.
Well, I'm going to.
Where to?
I've got something I should do.
So in the prophecy, one of the signs is a single whale will beach itself.
What it actually says is, a great child of Tongarol will die. And note that its death will be a lonely one.
So that's why you didn't help with the whale last night.
I shouldn't interfere with the prophecy.
But do you have to encourage it to happen? You were calling that whale to the beach.
I wasn't. I was trying to keep it away from the beach.
So you were interfering?
For all the good it did. The whale still beached itself.
So then why did you bother?
I'm in no rush to see this prophecy come to pass.
Why?
The death of the whale will signal the passing of a great matriarchal figure, and there will be much mourning.
You mean Auntie Queenie has to die?
Aye. Unfortunately, that's what it means.
Oh, it's you.
Hi, Sadie.
What do you want?
I just want to apologize and tell you how sorry I am about Edith.
Well, it's a bit late for that.
Well, I know now that she was telling the truth. I mean, she didn't phone Karen about her son.
What changed your mind?
I just know. And I'm sorry for any bad feeling that I've caused.
I knew when my bracelets went missing it was a bad omen.
What? What happened?
Never mind. Don't expect me to ease your conscience, Mr. Thompson. My best friend's dead and nothing will bring her back. I'd like you to go now.
Clive.
Claiborne was made with the help of your broadcasting fee, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.